Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Don't it up.
If you love reality, this is Big Brother.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
Bye, pumpkin.
My ear is gone.
You're going to love the Real House Husbands podcast.
The Real House Husbands.
Talking all things reality, both on screen and in real life.
You will never believe what happened next.
Because sometimes it's juicier.
Who goes out of their way to go and say that to someone?
Get ready, because it's about to get real in here with your hosts, Tim and Rod.
The morphlest of them all.
Tim, Rod. You are the winners of the amazing...
Welcome back to another episode of the Real House Husbands podcast with Tim and Rob.
Yes, the finale, baby. This is the finale episode, 20th episode of season one. Can you believe it, mate? Woo! We've come to an end, a whole big season. Can you believe we've done 20? This is going to be our 20th episode.
I know. It seems crazy. Like we only started this podcast like 2 weeks ago and we've smashed out 20.
That's scary how quickly time flies when you're having fun.
Uh-huh. I know that we promised everyone last week that we have an iconic international guest.
Yeah.
But do you know what? Shit happens. We've gone into lockdown here in Newcastle.
Yes.
Because of bloody COVID-19.
Mate, we are pissed off because we were so excited for this guest. We said last week she's iconic and we were so pumped to chat with her, but something went down with COVID, a few personal family issues, and she had to cancel. But the exciting thing is we've teed her up to come on the podcast for season two.
Yes.
So you guys are going to have to wait a little bit, but you were stuck with us this week.
I
talking
hope she
trash.
Does something really dramatic in between now and then.
So I'll get to another show or something.
Yeah.
But how much does COVID just sucks, mate, doesn't it? I'm so fucking sick of it.
So over it. Like, we won Amazing Race.
Yeah.
And then literally a few months later, COVID hit.
We timed that to perfection, didn't we?
Oh, fucking hell.
But how good's this? We're getting our jab in a few days.
Yes.
We are so excited.
So I know people have been very anti AstraZeneca, but. You know, it's all we can get at the moment. And we're just going to put our arm on the line, get the jab, and then hopefully get our second jab. Because we just simply want to travel again. We want to see the world.
Mm.
It affects what we do for a living and for our career and how we earn money. We've already lost enough money because of COVID-19. So
why are people so against the what's the jab we're getting? The Delta?
No, the Delta is the variant that's going around of the disease.
Okay, we're not getting that.
They're saying we should get Pfizer over AstraZeneca, but hey, if the government gives us Pfizer, we'll take Pfizer, but all we've got at the moment is AstraZeneca, so that's what we're going to take.
It sounds gnarly though, but I'm just so desperate to travel again. I would take any jab they want to give me as long as I can get my butt or our butts back on a plane again and travel overseas. I miss it so much.
You know, something that really amuses me, and like it shouldn't amuse me, but it does, is the amount of people that have like come at us or come at other people who have said they're getting the jab saying, hasn't been tested long enough, you're an idiot, you don't know the long-term side effects.
Mm.
I know personally some of the people that have come at us about that. And I know for a fact that they snort Coke on the weekends.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
They're in lockdown. They're probably living on it every day. They've taken MDMA, ecstasy, that many different pills, and acid, and all these things.
And they're refusing to take the jab.
Yeah, because they don't know what's in it or what the side effects are going to be. It's like, but you will take a pill or snort a powder up your nose.
But I'm 100% getting it, mate, 100%. I know we both are, but you know what's kind of funny? Like, imagine if these people are right, these ones that are not going to get it. 10 or 20 years down the track, we all turn into zombies and they're the only sweet ones.
We grow like another finger or a toe or something.
A second penis or something crazy. Oh,
that could be good.
Oh, my God. But everyone's entitled to their own opinion, to live their life, however they want to live it. But come on, let's be real. If you're listening to this, go get the jab, please. We want to get back to reality. Oh, reality. Ooh. Ooh. We want to get back to a little bit of normalcy. Is that a word?
Yeah.
We want to get back to normal is pretty much what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Well, speaking of going back to normal, let's go back and talk about the amazing, iconic guests that we have had on our podcast.
Oh, my God. 11-11.
Whoa.
How crazy. It's just gone 11-11 on our phone.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. You go.
We see, guys, I think we might have said it before. We're going to say it again. We see 11s everywhere. Every single day we see it's either 11-11, 1-11. You'll be driving the car and it'll be 111. You're looking at the microwave, it's 11 seconds. Like 11 pops up everywhere. And we've done a lot of research into it. It means that we are on the right track. The universe is guiding us perfectly. Mm-hmm. So whatever we're doing, we have to keep doing that and amazing things are going to happen.
Yeah. And the other thing is if you notice 11-11 and you're trying to manifest something in your life,
ooh,
make sure you focus on the thing you want like the most. It might be career. It might be money. It might be something to do with your relationship. If you see 11-11 or a series of ones, really just start thinking and manifesting the things that you want the most.
Oh, my God, it's still 11-11, so let's just think of a world without COVID. Quick, think about it.
Yes, it's
manifest
gone.
Manifest it. Ooh, oh, yes. Okay. We've just saved the world, baby. But let's go back. Season one, mate, we've had some huge, iconic guests on our pod. Can you believe the people we've had?
Can I actually start with episode one and two and the international feud that we caused?
We caused an international shit show, didn't we?
So we had Ryan Gallagher on from Married at First Sight.
Legend. Absolute legend.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But he was in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here with Perez Hilton. And he's very outspoken person and known to be quite crazy.
Yeah.
And Ryan dropped a bombshell about how, like, they had to hide knives from him. Oh, and
Perez was losing his absolute goddamn mind. But anyways, like, Ryan spilled the tea on Perez. And then out of the blue, Perez hit us up and was like, I want to come on your pod and defend myself. We're like, holy smokes, how good's this? Episode two, and we've got Perez Hilton.
We may not have tagged him in it.
But some other ones, mate. We've had some other juicy guests. We've had Trinity the Tuck from RuPaul's Drag Race.
The winner.
Yes, we've had Erin Barnett from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Beauty and the Geek, and Love Island.
Yeah, that's actually a trolling episode. If you've missed that episode, make sure you go and listen to that because Erin Barnett would have to be one of the funniest people ever. And like, yes, she calls people a lot. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Oh, but, I want to say, you said that, the drop the C-bomb twice on this show. I want to say it for once. Here we go. We're going to bleep this, but fuck it. Yay. It feels so good.
Did you lose your C virginity?
Well, that sounds now. Now, Erin was amazing. Another good one. One of my faves, the drunken pod we did with Ellie Miles.
Oh, my God.
We were so drunk. I don't even remember the last, like, 10 minutes of that podcast.
I'm glad it was recorded. Otherwise, we would have no material. Because we literally had that many jelly shots before we started. And then we're getting really, really wasted. And Tim was like, let's do a couple. Let's have another double black. Let's have another shot. And I'm like, no, we need to record. I'm getting way too like fucked up here. Let's please, let's go in and record. But then we brought drinks in to the recording and she was just so funny. She let her hair down and we loved that.
And we came in the next day, didn't we, to clean up a bit. There was bottles everywhere. There was like glasses on the floor, empty jelly shots. I think there was a bit of jelly stuck to the wall. Like, it looked like a scene out of like a horror movie. Like, we trashed the podcast room, booze everywhere. So, Ellie, if you're listening, thanks for trashing the room. Now, who else we
have? Actually, speaking, let's talk about regrets for a little bit throughout this. There's obviously we take a lot of the footage, and sometimes if it goes on for too long, or the guest rambles, or whatever, or we do something that's really probably inappropriate, we might have to cut it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And one thing that we did was we actually pranked poor Becky Miles when we're here with Ellie. And we didn't realize how traumatized Becky was from a house fire.
Oh, my God. She was rattled.
Yes, and we decided to prank her.
Oh,
and she
no.
was so upset. And we pretended to be the landlord calling in for a checkup.
Poor Becky.
And we apologized to her. And we're going to apologize right now again. Sorry, Becky, that we pranked you in a really hard time.
Oh, my God. Becky, you're iconic. That was another good one. We had Becky Miles on. She came on for her own episode. We've had the legend Justin Hill, the gossip guru.
Talk about Kim Kardashian.
Yes, Kim Kardashian's ass. So that was a big headline. we had Dean Wells from Maths. He was a legend.
He just like doesn't hold back, does he?
Oh, he spilled all the tea on everyone. Who else? We had Lisa D'Amato from America's Next Top Model. She was outrageous. The pole dancing queen. We had Lizzie from Maths. The queen, Lizzie. We froth on Lizzie.
Who put her chewy on the side table where we record and it got stuck.
We still need to sell that on Gumtree because people would pay top dollar. People would pay top dollar for Lizzie's chewed up gum. I'll pay at least $50. Oh my God. Who else? We had Hannah Ferrier.
Hannah Ferrier. If you haven't watched Below Deck.
Oh my God.
It's the best show ever. And Hannah is the best person to come out of that show. So go listen to that episode. Again, we actually got like international articles written about some of the things that she said.
She's so entertaining. We had Jack Vigen from I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here, from The Voice, from Australia's Got Talent. American Idol. No, what was he on? Yeah, he's been on all those ones. Who else have we had? We've had Tim and Rod. Jeez, they were good.
They were idiots.
They were our best guests we've had the whole season.
But in all seriousness, it is one of the most, highest listened to episode was our Q&A. We probably shouldn't have been drinking on that one either. There's a bit of a trend that we do before we record is we always we feel a lot more loose-lipped and a lot more comfortable after we've had a couple of double blacks. So we always drink and...
We've said it before, but that is the magic equation for any good podcast.
Especially
a lot of booze and a lot of jelly shots. Get yourself or your guests wasted, and that's when you strike gold with the iconic podcast.
Headlines.
We've had Tilly from Big Brother. She was fun. Sky Blue from The Amazing Race Australia. She was another good one. Chris Sapphire from The Circle.
Oh, my gosh. He is the best.
Yes.
And then we've also Batchy Royalty is Kira Maguire. She was only a couple of weeks ago. And then last week, if you haven't listened to, if you were a fan of Big Brother, OG when it was good.
Yes. Yes.
Go and listen. Mike Goldman, who used to host Friday Night Live. Make sure you go listen to that one as well.
He was a legend show. So in a nutshell, how good has season one been? Mate, we've had so many amazing guests, so many amazing iconic moments go down in this room. And for you guys listening, we've done probably half and half. Like I reckon half the guests have actually come to our house and sat down with us. And they've been my favorite because that's when you can really bond with someone. You get to know them. A lot of these people we've been obsessed with and fans of before they've actually come to our house. So they've knocked on our door. They've rocked up. We've been freaking out. But then we just get to know them and they've all been absolute legends. And I'm so excited to do this again season two. It's going to be iconic.
Even when I'm fangirling, I can kind of keep myself composed. But like Tim is really bad at that.
Oh,
he fangirls hard. And it's like, we've got to interview this person too.
Remember when Lizzie rocked up at the door? I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like I felt like I just won Lotto.
You literally asked her if you could borrow her handbag.
I think I asked her to sign my chest or my ass or something. I was going to go get it tattooed.
Actually, funny story as well with Lizzie. When she arrived, she goes, I just wasn't really feeling the best today. And I didn't want people to come up to her because we were at the local shops,
shopping
center with her recently. And she's got I'm mobbed by these people. There was all these young girls Lizzie. She didn't want to be noticed this particular day. She was recording with us. But she put her hood on, but she forgot. She didn't realize that it was her own Lizzie hoodie.
Yeah.
Said Lizzie right over the front of it. So she's like, oh, damn it. That wasn't a good idea.
But oh my God. So it's been crazy, but we were so excited to go out with a bang with this final guest. But you know what it is? We can't obviously control COVID and the ball's not now out of our control. So they're coming for season two. So
I think
stay tuned.
Just mixed about four different sayings into one.
Oh my God. But mate, it has been a wild ride and this has just been insane. Like I'm looking around the room now. This has become our second home. Well, I guess it is our home because we're in our house, but it's become our first home. We need it. So even when we're not recording in here, let's just come and sit in here talking shit, spilling the tea,
drinking double blacks.
Yes. But We're going to have a sick podcast this week.
Come to an end. And that's what we wanted to talk about today. All things that come to an end. Yes, this is only season one coming to an end, and we will be back for season two. But we wanted
to
take everyone back to Amazing Race. That's what we were originally known for. So we wanted to bring it back because going through Amazing Race, you are on an all-time high. You literally don't want to stop racing. Yes, you're down in the dumps. You feel every emotions in 24 hours. But at the end, we won. But it was such a like traumatic experience coming to a stop and not racing.
It is honestly the greatest feeling. Like, we've said it so many times, but the Amazing Race is, or was, it was amazing. And it was just a full-blown roller coaster, but like the highs and the lows were like addictive, mate, weren't they? Like, you have adrenaline pumping every second of every day. You've got the craziest challenges, detours, roadblocks, U-turns getting thrown at you. Every single day is just an indescribable, amazing adventure. So when we got to the end and we won it, it was just like we went out on the biggest high ever. But then they literally said to us, this is some insider tea because the show hadn't gone to air yet. Congratulations, guys. You've won. Now you have to go home back to reality, but you can't tell anyone. You can't even tell people that you've been on the race. You definitely can't tell people that you've won it. And if you do, we're basically going to sue your asses and you won't get your coins. So we were like, oh, my God.
And the thing is as well, no ads had started.
No.
The cast hadn't been announced or anything. So we were still rolling with the lie that we did a road trip across Canada and that's why we went missing for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But a little bit of behind the scenes tea. We might have mentioned this a little bit before in a previous episode, but reality TV is not glamorous, especially on a race where you're not allowed to know anything about the area. So when you're in a different country and you're not racing and you don't have a microphone on and a camera on you, you are locked up in your room and you literally, if you need to go out for a reason, you have scheduled times to go like to the gym or down to eat or whatever, and there's normally security outside the hall.
Yeah, 100%. And coming home, we weren't allowed to tell people, was a big, big challenge, wasn't it, mate? But I think the biggest challenge that we both really struggled with was that coming back to reality, coming down from that insane high, like the adrenaline. I keep saying adrenaline, but you literally felt like you were coming down from an insane, like hectic drug high. We came back to reality and I was literally... I'm going to say it. I think I was borderline depressed for like multiple weeks.
It's post-race. Because you're depression.
You're racing every single day, crazy adventures. And then you come back and you're like, oh my God, this is my life. Like, this sucks.
Honestly, it really was. And that the producers of the show at the beginning, because we had probably like a couple of weeks before the race even started where they go over everything with you and they're like, don't look at social media. People say nasty things.
Yes.
But the hardest part is when you finish racing because you feel this weird depression and it's a legit thing.
And you're still in that mindset, aren't you?
Yeah.
There was a few times because every single day on the race, you set your alarm at the crack of dawn. You
explain the alarm though.
Oh my God. What do you mean?
Like the alarm clock. So you're not allowed your phones are taken away from you. So you have these little battery operated clocks. They're like the few centimeters by a few centimeters long and you have to set an alarm on them. But if that battery dies or anything like that, you are fucked. You're going to miss your call time the next morning. You're going to be last from the pack. You're probably going to get eliminated.
So we had two alarm clocks and we set them like two alarms on each individual one. But anyways, when we got back to reality, you feel like you're still racing. So we would wake up in the middle of the night, wouldn't we? Okay. And we were so like... We thought we were still racing. So the race had ended, we'd won it, but we're at home in our house. And I had a few times where I'd wake up in like a pool of sweat, wigging out hardcore, screaming at the top of my lungs. I was like, mate, get up. We've missed the alarm. Rob was like, alarm for what? I'm like, come on, we're gonna get our flannels on. Like, we're gonna get our backpacks and our fanny packs. We're gonna keep racing like we are still in the race.
Honestly, it sounds dramatic, but that first night that we got home, we both were in this other world, waking up thinking that, oh my gosh, we've missed our alarm. We even had this full-blown conversation with each other on that first night where
Know if we were in reality or if we were still in the race.
Yeah, Kim was one of the producers and we're like, and she used to be the one like kind of what comes and lets you know when you go for your meals and all that sort of stuff. And we're like, oh, I wonder if we can ask Kim if we're allowed out. And we literally opened our door and we're like looking down the hall and this little like, I don't even know. I was in this other world, lasted for like a few minutes until it clicked. And I said, no, Tim, we're not racing anymore. We finished. We won.
I was like, Kim, I was yelling out for Kim in our own house. No, it was the two of us. Like, we're like, where's Kim? What's going on? You know what else is trippy? You get stuck in that racer mindset. I even remember the first day or two or the first week we were home and we're going to the shops, even at Woolies. I was like, come on, quick. We've got to get these groceries. Like, you still feel like you're in a race.
Yeah, exactly.
And then driving. I remember like you were driving. And I was like, I was getting on Google Maps being like, okay, where's the shops? Like, quick. You feel like you're still in that race. You're looking around, looking for the cameras.
Uh-huh.
You think people are filming you or like hiding behind bushes with the camera.
You say something nasty about someone. You'd be like, oh my God, they caught that on microphone.
And we were so scared, mate, because we couldn't tell anyone, obviously. We went to like a wedding. We weren't allowed to tell anyone. Yeah. And people were like, so like, where have you guys been for the past few months? And we're like, oh my God, like, ugh. Everyone's just throwing these outrageous questions out here. You got to wheel and deal and duck and dive, but we made it. No one found out we're on it. We definitely didn't let slip that we won it, which was amazing. So, but isn't it trippy that crazy, crazy high coming down from that? And like you said, all good things have to come to an end, AKA this podcast. But it's not coming to an end. It's
just season one.
We're going into, what's it called? Hiatus for a few weeks.
Oh, I like that word.
Oh, hiatus. What do you reckon? We'll tap out for definitely a few weeks, I think.
Yeah, we're giving ourselves a break. We're in lockdown. We're going to drink a lot.
But I wonder if it'll be the same crazy crush, come down crash, sorry, if we get our butts back on All Stars or Survivor or something crazy, another reality show. It'd all be the same, wouldn't it? With that come down of like you spend the weeks and months filming it and then it's boom, back to reality.
Yeah, it's just like anything though. You go on a holiday and you have this like kind of high and then it comes to an end and you feel like, oh, I just want to go on another holiday. I'm depressed.
Or you have like an amazing weekend with your friends, partying Friday, Saturday night, and then Sunday comes around and you're just like, oh, you're like, oh my God, it's Monday tomorrow.
Or
this
when
sucks.
We have our double blacks and we drink too many of them. Like the 1st of August after Dry July, we drank so much. And oh my gosh, we were on a high. We were like, yes. And then the next morning, I've never been so hungover. It was so bad. My anxiety was through the roof.
Oh my God, ours both was, hey, because like, I don't know if you guys, hopefully a lot of you listeners follow us on Instagram, but we tapped out. We had a month off the grog. We went Dry July, hardcore. And then the 1st of August rolled around and we hit the ground running, mate, didn't we? We had mimosas with Brekkie. We were having like champagne, skull and champagne before we took the dog to the walk. I think it was like 9 a.m. in the morning and we were at the dog park with Deezy and we were already pissed. Like, it was outrageous.
I reckon. But we wanted to take this opportunity. I know this is a little bit of a shorter episode than normal and a spanner got thrown in the works with not having a guest, but we want to just thank everyone for your support. Like, there's been that many articles written about this podcast, which we're so grateful for. But the amazing, like, overwhelming support with the DMs telling us how you like our podcast, all your feedback, everything. We're so appreciative. So thank you so much.
And what's warmed my heart the most is I know people are coming in and out of lockdown all over the world, but we've had some people with some amazing messages and DMs on Insta of people saying, hey guys, I've been bored as fucking lockdown and your podcast has just like brightened my day, made me laugh. So if that's the main thing, or for us, we've got a lot of good things that have come out of this, but that is just probably my favorite, that we've made people all over the world laugh and smile. So guys, keep those positive messages coming our way because we love them, but I'm devastated it's coming to an end.
Yes.
Season two, like, bring it on, baby.
Yes. We actually already have so many amazing guests lined up. I know we say that every single week, but some of the guests in this next season coming up are iconic.
100%.
And to keep up to date, I guess, with when we're coming back for season two, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Tim and Rod and like and subscribe on wherever you listen to your podcast so you know when we drop our first episode of season two.
100%, guys. And once again, if you're in lockdown, use this time to go back and binge listen to every single one of our episodes. We're going to have 20. They're all iconic. They're all fantastic and fabulous. We're obsessed with them. We're obsessed. But if you do that, slide into our DMs and let us know which one's your favorite because we might even get a few of the guests back maybe.
Yeah, or what you want to see in season two because we can always change it up.
Yeah, if you want to hear from us more, if you want us to do a few more episodes where it's just Rod and I, because we've had a few people say that, mate, haven't we?
It was very
They've been like,
mixed.
Hey, guys, just do yourselves more. And we're like, okay, sounds good. That's easy. But we've had an absolute ball. We've had so much fun doing this.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to see all your amazing faces next season.
We don't see anyone's faces. On that note, we'll see you in season two.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Woo!
It's time to go.
Thanks for listening to The Real House Husbands Podcast.
Bye, pumpkin.
Keep up to date with @TimandRod on Instagram.
Doing what we love to do the most.
And subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.